I want to share something of the story of an unusual member of the Society of Friends in Australia, Muriel Langford. Born Muriel Webb in London in 1913, she was the youngest of five children in a materially poor but loving family. A scholarship girl, she completed high school and worked in a factory, then as secretary in an American mining magnate, learning skills which prepared her for a lifetime of political lobbying later. She attended the Derby Road Methodist Church and married another Methodist, Bernard Langford, in 1936. They took a strongly pacifist stand and during the war typed letters smuggled from prison by conscientious objectors who were being tortured. The letters were sent to politicians and this ultimately led to improved conditions for the objectors. Bernard lost his bank job because he too was a conscientious objector, and he began training as a missionary while Muriel worked as a housekeeper. In 1943, Muriel heard a radio appeal by the Anglican Missionary Society for business people to volunteer as hospital managers in Asia. Bernard and Muriel saw this as God's call and eventually were able to obtain a passage to India in 1944, where they served for 11 years. By the end of that time, they had four children and had fallen in love with the rich Indian culture. Muriel became fluent in Hindi, Telugu and French. In 1955, they moved to Tasmania, where Bernard was ordained an Anglican priest. Muriel became involved in parish matters. In 1957, Bernard was appointed Queensland Secretary of the Australian Council of Churches. In Brisbane, Muriel quickly came into contact with Aboriginal people, and among them found a spiritual and emotional home. Muriel at first helped Joyce Wilding to raise funds for a hostel for Aboriginal people. However, Muriel was caught up in moves, inspired behind the scenes by the Queensland Police, to close down the Queensland Council for the Advancement of Aborigines and Torres Strait Islanders in favour of a new group, One People of Australia League, which they hoped to control. Muriel later regretted her role in all this. It was at this stage that Muriel came upon the Society of Friends, which hosted many of the Aboriginal meetings in Brisbane. Muriel worked with others, including Neville Bonner and Jackie Huggins, both significant in the Indigenous movement, to help raise Indigenous confidence. She helped set up homework classes, organise housing, jobs and transport, and she attended courtrooms when asked. She was particularly active in the lead-up to the 1967 federal referendum, which gave the Commonwealth Government power to include Aborigines in the census for the first time, and power to act in other ways on behalf of Aborigines. Muriel got publicity by personally visiting managers and editors of the media, and even got support from the police commissioner and the state governor. In 1970, the OPAL organisation purchased a motel property on the Pacific Highway at Upper Mount Gravatt in Brisbane's outer suburbs and converted it into a home for Aboriginal children from 4 to 15. It was a successful venture and another example of Muriel's foresight. Muriel made a deep place in her life for the presence of God, spending several hours each morning with her Bibles. She became dissatisfied with the hierarchy and sexism of mainstream churches, and in 1982 joined the Religious Society of Friends. She served on the Quaker Race Relations Committee and was a member of the Fellowship of Healing. She also edited the Quaker Friends newsletter. She faithfully attended the fortnightly Silent Hour for Peace, sponsored by Friends Meeting in the middle of Brisbane. One of Muriel's legacies was the establishment of the Brisbane Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Independent Community School, which began in 1986. It grew steadily from those beginnings. In addition, Muriel offered encouragement to many Aboriginal people to develop skills and pursue goals in business and political life. Her commitment was ongoing and solid over many years and this was evident after her death when over 100 Aborigines attended her memorial meeting at the Friends Meeting House in Brisbane. At the age of 65, Muriel graduated with a Bachelor of Arts degree, majoring in French and Anthropology, and began a part-time job editing a magazine and annual report for the Queensland Cane Growers Council. Muriel Langford was passionate in her demand for justice. Her approach at times created difficulties for friends and others, but she remained an adventurer in every way, geographically, culturally and spiritually. She suffered a stroke in 1998 and had a difficult few years without much movement and speech. She died in January 2003 after a long and remarkable life. This is David Purnell, and in this talk I've used material mainly from the Dictionary of Australian Quaker Biography. I also referred to a report from the journal New Dawn in 1973.